Shinun Zayin, Sif Gimel. So we're talking about a ditch that is going from his yard into the Rishus Rabim area, and we saw various halakas pertaining to that. Sif Gimel. Sif Beis. Sif Gimel, it says, Amet v'amamuyin, Shemayim Yeitzin, Rishus Rabim. If this ditch goes into Rishus Rabim, then they have the limitations that has to be covered up for Amos and Rishus Rabim, etc. It's only going into Kamalis, which is only just Rabban to Rabbanan. Submit it to pour into this ditch, even though it's going to go out into the Kamalis, even in the summer, because Kamalis is permitted. Since it's not thrown directly into the Kamalis, it's just going to drip into the Kamalis, that is permitted. It says Rabban, Yeshayim, there are those. Right. Not differentiate between Rishus Rabim and Kamalis. Now, Kamina is that even though if it's made out of a material that would absorb the ditch water that's committed in Rishus Rabim, if it's made out of wood or some other material that does not absorb the water, then if we're going after Rishus Rabim, even though the pipe is more than 4 amas, then there's nothing to absorb in the way, it's going to go straight into the Rishus Rabim, who had been the Kamalis. Or another case would be is if the bid is open on the top, then Rishus Rabim would be also to do it because you have to have it covered up the first 4 amas of Rishus Rabim. Same thing would be to open up to a Kamalis, according to this opinion. Rishus Rabim says it's also no gas to step out, but if you have a chotzer that's less than 4 by 4 amas, not add 4 into the chotzer in the summer months because it would go out to Rishus Rabim. It's a thing that does not differentiate between Rishus Rabim and Kamalis, but also be marked in respect to that halach. Continues the halach, the Tavka Kamalis Shivatari Chayir, the Michal Rishus Rabim Atsa. This opinion, which is more marked, is talking about a Kamalis which is in the city, which is like today, you have streets in the city, some of them are Rishus Rabim, some of them are Kamalis, depending on how people are using it, what the dimensions are. So therefore, the Chazal did not want to differentiate between the two. If you have a ditch, or water going out from your rishus into the public domain, they said, also unless you have a previously mentioned conditions. But field is not as the less no rishus around. Even nowadays, that many cities that don't have rishus around, the Ramah is going to go to the things that hold any 600,000 people using that roadway. It's not common, especially in smaller villages and towns. Or even so, they made a low to anything. Any situation where the water is going to go out from your shoes into the public of your shoes is a problem unless you have all the conditions we mentioned before. Abba, Kamalis, Yilchus Le'ir, Chosu Shein, Remes, Shari. If it's out of the city completely and he has a house in a forest or oceanside or wherever it is that's not in the city, then it's a clear cut Kamalis. In that case, an Echadami will be lenient as long as you don't pour directly into the Kamalis. Or Chosu Shein, Remes means that you have your private chotzer and it's not open to it. Not it's just a rabbi, not to a kamalis, it's open to another chotzer which you didn't make an erech chatzeres with. That's clearly not like a rishus around because it has a wall around it. And therefore, since you're not pouring directly into the other rishus, it's permitted. Because koifai is prohibited only into rishus around. Koifai means that you're not throwing directly there, you're throwing in your rishus and it's going to roll into it. We have a kevus chayim of the yehu, but why can't chotzer generate this zoning? In a city with a wall around it and they didn't make an erech around it. It also is considered like a chotzer mu'revis here. So that's a place that has mechitzah and doesn't have an eruv. V'im matzidu l'mal me'yastor, sh'oivim v'mayim derech mokum tu l'kamalis, v'ish v'okum l'chen ikah. You know, the Rambam wrote opinions that hold that a pipe coming out of a reshus hayochid into a kamalis is awesome because it's zera that you may confuse it with going into reshus avadim. But if the pipe is not on the ground, it's elevated more than 10 tefachim above the ground, so whatever's going out of the pipe is not going to go directly into the kamalis, it's going to go to kamalis through and open to it. Over here, that even though we saw before opinions that can elevate the throw from a house through, which is 10 tefachim above the kamalis, but the kamalis goes going straight down into the kamalis, but here you're not throwing it, it's just rolling from your shoes into this pipe, and from the pipe, it's going to go through and open to the kamalis. In that situation, we will be leaning. question is, what's the chedikah? It says, Yesh lahakel b'chedikah. And what rules are referring to? Shirubin, Supreme Government, says, it's whole amor. If you make it on each case, it will be permitted to have a pipe going from your shoes into a camel's, even if it's in the city. But today, we have pipes and water going from our shoes to a camel's, but it's definitely a type of camel's. Well, now we're confused with shoes around, it's going to be the sewage system. Feeds into certain areas there that have, some of it's mokum b'tua, but then she gets to an area, it's more than mokum b'tua, but here, the chum that don't permit koicha, the camel's, we're confused with shoes around, and the situation is not so around. Shinin, nun, chayez, din, ezen, and kremes, and kron, kron, the deer. Until I have learned that it's just a yogurt, it's just a rabbin, caramelist, it's a type of caramelist which is, even though it has walls around it, so the rice is just a yogurt, it was not, the fence was not made for dwelling purposes, and it's more than a certain size, 70, a little bit more than 70 by 70 amas, then it becomes a caramelist. So if you have a place, a forest, even if it has a fence around it, so a caramelist. If you have a fence around an area, but it was not made for a person to live in it. You go in ganois, paradesim, like orchards and fields that they grow vegetables in, or other type of things in, or ubanim, or houses that are made for watchmen to be in. She'en asum el lishma betoichem, and dwell, they just have the watching, they have protection from the elements. So you know he's staying in there, but the nice, the reason he's there is not to dwell in it, the reason he's there is to watch over the field, just protecting him from the sun and the rain. So all these types of situations. So also if I come to tell the story of Yisim al Bahamas, and Yisim is more than the first time, which for argument's sake, we'll say it's 71 by 71 Amas, even a little bit less than that, it's more than the first time. And then because it's 71 by 71 Amas, it's definitely more than the first time, then it has a dinner of a carnivalist. I will most first time, but it's exactly the first time, which is Shushirashirim Amas, Abbas Fokin, Shiram Abbas Fokin, 70 Amas and 4 Fokin, exactly by 7 Amas and 4 Fokin, then we'll tell the thousand of a Fulon, does not have the status of a caramelist, which is surrounded by Rabbanim, since it's a smaller size, even though it was not set up for dwelling purposes. Whether it's square, or round, or out of a cotton, or it's rectangular. The length should not be more than twice the width plus another amma. Then, it looks less like a dwelling area. It is exactly the dimensions of society, and it's just narrow and long, and as we mentioned, then it has a bit of a carousel. There you go.
Second. Yeah.